This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
seven after the hour. Good Day presents Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our overview of what's going on, the facts, the stories, the important information, the interaction that we have. If you'd like to have Dr. Ken answer a question about you and your health, best way to do it is to send me an email directly, doug@dougsteffen.com. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology, which is a clinic in Florida that specializes in matters of the heart.
In circulation.
Yeah, the whole circulatory system. So what Ken does is take apart a lot of the information from the medical journals each week, the news that will affect us, and then we'll color it somewhat with his experience sometimes in these various areas. And we'll also dig into things that are of concern to you and some just general overall observations about what's going on medically. I'll tell you some of my stories. Ken tells you some of his stories. And we prepare what hopefully is an entertaining hour of conversation about things you should avoid risk-wise. The story this week about the amount of chicken or the lack of chicken in various fast food restaurant servings. You know, we laugh about the things that aren't there. Kentucky Fried Chicken isn't really Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's why they call it KFC, because it's not chicken anymore. But the amount of additives that are put into some of these preparations, one wonders out loud, Ken, whether they're good for you, bad for you, they're just there. What difference does it make whether chicken isn't all chicken but something else? Or is there something to be concerned about, would you say, when you look at the ingredients? That's why important, very important to have ingredients on the food that you eat. But, you know, if you add soy to chicken, so what? Would be the question some people have.
Well, it's always good to know what you're eating, and it's always good to, you know, everything in moderation. I would not want to live on a fast food diet, you know, if it's an occasional quick thing, a treat.
Have you ever been into a McDonald's?
I'm sorry?
Ever been into a McDonald's?
I have with my daughter, but you know, it's not
under protest.
It's not the diet that I, and you know, when I was a teenager, we used to eat there or equivalents.
Really?
When I was a teenager, but you know, you finish a baseball game, you go to.
I went to the Dairy Queen, and I thought the fellow who owned it was Mr. Queen. That's what I called him, Mr. Queen.
Well, that was another era.
Yes, it was. All right. So anyway, let's get to what's going on from some of the journals. The risks of cancer linked to having too much body on your weight, if you know what I mean, or weight on your body, either or both of those things. So what is the, this is something, this is not just a casual reminder. Looks to me like there's a lot of danger here.
This is not a casual reminder. This is just, we're going to talk this hour of more evidence just reported this week about how important lifestyle is to keep you on planet Earth as long as possible. This comes out this week in the British Medical Journal. Doug, that excess body fat has been linked to higher estrogen levels. We know this, and higher insulin levels and increased inflammation. This is what we already know, all of which can affect cell division. So it might not be surprising from the study that obesity increases the risk of 11 cancers: colon, rectum, endometrium, breast, ovary, kidney, pancreas, stomach, biliary tract system, that's the liver and gallbladder, and certain cancers of the esophagus and bone marrow. Being overweight is second only to smoking, Doug, as the biggest preventable cause of cancer. And, you know, we're not talking about obesity. obese, because at least two-thirds of Americans currently are overweight or obese. So this is just being overweight. So this affects two-thirds of Americans. It's amazing. And it's predicted by the 2030s, 75% of the world may be obese.
Of the world.
It's scary.
So I'm eating that stuff that's not real chicken.
Well, it's. I think we need to really take hold of all this, and it can be done. You really can turn this around. If you'd like to know, just give us a call.
All right. 888-553-7536, by the way, connects to us. So let's keep this going, because there are two or three other things that you've researched that look like they need the airing of daylight here. Ken, the diet that teenagers are on, and that by itself, what it does to the risk of certain cancers.
Yes. You know, you think when you're real young, you're invincible, it doesn't matter. I'll get to this later. But out in the medical journal just this week, Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, Doug, previous studies have associated an unhealthful diet, particularly one that is low in vegetables, high in refined sugar and simple carbohydrates, and high in red and processed meats, with chronic inflammation, which may raise the risk of certain cancers. So this diet-induced inflammation increase a woman's risk of breast cancer prior to menopause may not be such a surprise. And the news this week is that the risk of developing premenopausal breast cancer may be higher for women who have a poor diet during adolescence and early adulthood.
Yeah. It's so obvious, Ken. Isn't it? I mean, really, it's so obvious. And yet people just like, oh, really? I didn't know that. Of course you instinctively know that. Like the next, the fact that fats that are in cheeses and what that does to you. But here's an interesting contretemps, if you will, in that yogurt, which is sort of another dairy product, will counter what you get from bad cheeses can be fixed by good yogurts. How's that going to work?
Exactly. I don't know how you would have predicted this, but this comes out of the medical journal Current Developments in Nutrition this week. Diet, as we've been talking about, Doug, it's responsible for 30% of all cancers. And eating high amounts of cheddar and cream cheese increases a woman's risk of breast cancer, but a high intake of yogurt reduces the risk of the disease. Women who consume high amounts of yogurt, they have a 39% lower risk of developing breast cancers. However, a higher intake of cheese, particularly cheddar cheese and cream cheese, causes a whopping 53% increased risk of breast cancer. Hopefully in the future, research will help us better understand which foods are most helpful to reduce our risk of getting cancer.
Okay, so let's see. We got a couple of exercise stories here that are important to go back to your specialty, cardiology and heart disease. This is nothing but duh, it would seem to me, physical activity. And what it does to your heart, who could not know this?
Well, what this story is about is how it counteracts obesity, and it does matter, and it affects people beneficially at all weights, and it's even more impactful on the positive preventive side than obesity is on the negative side, which is, you know, I always say that prescribing exercise is the best drug I prescribe. But this comes out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week, Doug, that the benefits of physical activity can lessen the impact of obesity on cardiovascular disease in middle-aged and elderly people. Physical activity, it decreases the risk of cardiovascular disease regardless of your weight.
Really?
And if you haven't been in an exercise program before, again, you want to talk to your doctor first.
Get in it. I mean, exercise can't do you. If you work at it too hard, maybe. But
well, if you have unknown heart disease and you start picking it up, you may end up on the floor in the hospital.
All right. Well, But normally speaking, normal exercise, if you're
if you have a normal heart, it's fine. But, you know, when you're in middle to late age, you just don't know.
All the more reason to do what we do when it comes to seeing you. I have maintained for years that an annual physical is mandatory. And I'm now at the point where I'm having a couple a year from different sources to keep myself abreast of what's going on in my body. That's your job, my job, our job, is to find out what's going on in our bodies. And if you don't have regular physical exams and checkups, people say, well, the insurance doesn't pay for it, so I'm not going to do it. That's just plain stupid thinking. If you don't know what's going on in your body, or unless you don't care, I mean, that's the, you know, some people just don't care. They don't want to stay on planet Earth. But if you're concerned about your health and well-being and want to stick around and enjoy things as much as you can, given that you are enjoying, hopefully, what's going on in your life, then get it checked out. All right, so the other side of this, though, bad news for men. Now, when you say strenuous exercise here in this category, we're talking about heavy weightlifting, too much muscle. What is it that lowers men's sex drive?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this, and maybe we can answer your question. Let's give a little bit of background so people don't know what we're talking about. This comes out this week in the medical journal Medicine and Science and Sports and Exercise. Kind of interesting. Higher testosterone levels, we know, Doug, can boost the male sex drive.
Right.
And exercise has been shown to raise testosterone levels. But this new research suggests too much working out can actually lower the sex drive in men. Men who engage in frequent and strenuous exercise are more likely to have low libidos, and hopefully future research will reveal the tipping point when the amount and type of exercise begins to have a decreasing effect on the male sex drive. So I think you need to know your own body. I think if you start exercising both aerobic and strength, you will feel more energy. You will feel added libido. But then, you know, you want a little more, you want a little more. And each of us has realized it. You may wonder, what's going on? Now I'm not wanting it as much. Because each of us do have a tipping point, and just know your body, and if you're feeling like you're getting more fatigued or just less libido, you've gone too far.
Yeah. You're listening to the Weekly Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Is a typical school day for a public school teacher too rigid? In other words, do teachers have the freedom to teach in ways that they view as most effective? A national survey of American public school teachers found that the percentage of teachers who perceive that they have low autonomy in the classroom rose by a whopping 44% in a recent 8-year period. Teachers have less autonomy these days because of a myriad of new government regulations aimed at increasing student test scores and making schools more accountable. Let's be fair, everyone wants to raise student performance, but some experts believe that by placing too many regulations on teachers, government is choking their ability to be creative. A little less red tape governing how classrooms run could help schools retain the best teachers and attract new ones to the profession. As Congress and the new president think of ways to reduce government regulations, many educators are hoping that they'll focus on rules that govern classrooms, too. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Being self- self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
After the hour, it is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in suburban Orlando, Florida. If you want to ever go see Dr. Ken, my RX to FX, that is to call 352-735-1400. Call Dr. Ken's office and say, I'm coming down to go visit the Space Coast or whatever it is. You may visit that little park that's down in that area. However, reason for going, get there and have, if you got questions and you're not satisfied with the answers you're getting from your doctor, get another point of view. Ken's will be, I'll guarantee you, Ken's will be right. So ask Dr. Ken that way by dialing 352-735-1400. You can get into his office and take advantage of his award-winning knowledge. It's 352-735-1400. All right, this time of year, there are a lot of people who have sore throats. There are a lot of people, I have this same thing that happens to me when apparently my immune system is compromised. I've been on a drug to get rid of the Lyme disease that I have, Ken, as you know. And
doxycycline, right?
I think that it took its toll on the gut and the, even though I'm doing probiotics, on my immune system, and I got another kind of it's hard to describe what it is, but it starts as a cough, and it I used to have it all the time when I was a kid, and then for 35, 40 years it hasn't bothered me, and now this year it's sort of come back, and I've had a couple of bouts with it already. The cough is so deep that when I cough, it hurts my rib cage, really hurts, and so I've gotten around it now, but I wonder, and then it goes from a cough to sore throat to a cold and yada, yada, yada. So I was reading something about what to do with a sore throat. I have these sprays that I use because I don't want to lose my voice, obviously, because of what I do for a living. I've never really quite understood what caused a sore throat. When I was a kid, it seemed to me sore throat came first, then the cough, then the cold, but it doesn't seem to be working that way now. Where does the bacteria settle in first?
Well, a sore throat, and I just actually dealt with my 20-year-old daughter with this this past week.
Yeah.
You know, a sore throat is either due to a bacterial infection or a viral infection. And one of the things that happens is, you know, we go to the doctor to get a, to get our strep screen or strep culture, depending on your age. And if that's negative, then we usually assume it's a viral infection. And we just treat it symptomatically. For my daughter, it was pretty clear to me that this was a viral situation. It just came on amazingly quickly. And you know, I treated her with high pulp orange juice and some spray and some throat spray. And she's in 2 days doing fine.
So what would there be about the high pulp orange juice that would give you the vitamin C protection that you need?
In the pulp, there's just a lot of antioxidants and vitamins. It's just, you know, it's just nature's aggressive way to fight the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just something that I have found over the years is just amazingly effective for us, for a viral sore throat, not a bacterial sore throat. And you know, you have a bacterial sore throat, you need to get that treated. And you know, that's where Mr. Paxton developed serious valvular heart disease from rheumatic heart disease, because he had, as a young child, bacterial infection, strep throat, that went to his heart and damaged his valve, and he needed heart surgery. We know the rest of that story.
Yeah. Wow. What a shame that it came to that, huh? Good actor and seemingly a good guy. All right. Dr. Ken fits that bill as well. He's here on Good Day Health at 28 past the hour. Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there, no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout, so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You along for the learning experience and the conversation. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of Good Day with Good Day Health, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to you by the folks that are responsible for the formulation of all those great products that are under the umbrella of Super Beats, because Dr. Ken is a noted cardiovascular person. He's an excellent one to effectively explain to you why it is safe, why it's important. While the fact that many people are using this and they're telling you, hey, this is great, isn't it comforting to know that a doctor with the stature of Dr. Ken says that Super Beats is the cat's meow, in a manner of speaking. You ought to be drinking Super Beats every day, superfood powder that works its way into our system. How, Ken? Why is this something that is touted as being the best product of its type anywhere in the country?
Well, we learned from Nobel Prize-winning research from a discovery in 1988 that the body needs nitric oxide. It's the third gas. There's oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. And those of us who went to medical school after, 1990s know nothing about this. Before the 1990s know nothing about this. And it is just so important that textbooks are being rewritten. And if the body doesn't have a continuous ability to make nitric oxide, it just doesn't work well. The blood cells need to be sprayed with nitric oxide so they relax. The arteries then open, and the red blood cells can get through with their oxygen and deliver oxygen from head to toe. And you need to continuously make nitric oxide, and you need the building blocks to make nitric oxide. And this is where the product from Superbeats and Neo 40 from the company Neogenesis comes in. They have two products. The Neo 40 is a way to get your tank up of nitric oxide. There's a physiologist from Baylor who's come up with a saliva test strip. I recommend everybody test their saliva so you know if your nitric oxide level is normal or not. And if it's not, your body's not going to function properly, and you're going to have fatigue. You're not going to get oxygen throughout your body. Your blood pressure may be up because the blood vessels are not properly relaxing. And it's used also as a signaling molecule from head to toe. The body's just not functioning properly. And it's so easy to get the level up. I've tested my level. They have their product Neo 40, which helps to provide the building blocks so your tank will fill up with nitric oxide. And they have a great second product, Superbeats, which allows you to get a sudden boost, a jolt of nitric oxide. So if you're going to be working out or in the midday, instead of going for those high caffeinated beverages, you take the Superbeats, it gives you a sudden jolt of nitric oxide, and you will feel energized. I occasionally will use this before I work out. Olympic athletes use it before they perform. It's just a wonderful, natural, accepted way to do it, and it's based on Nobel Prize winning research.
So this is a case where NO, nitric oxide, spells what? Yes, yes. No spells yes. The high dietary nitrate found in beets, the source for the production of nitric oxide. So when this nitric oxide is created and released in your body, it penetrates the cell membranes and sends off critical signals inside every cell and inside every organ and system. What a great thing this is to keep the blood flowing in your body. Blood vessels are opened up so the blood pressure is lowered. Any kind of expansion this way, Ken would explain to you, increases the circulation of the oxygen that we need to have to our cells, thus the red blood. It's just a perfect thing. As Ken goes through this, I sit here each time Ken's explaining it, and I read more from this book, Beat the Odds, which comes to you as a part of what you get in the first order when you're thinking Ken knows what he's talking about. I'm going to get on to this, and you're calling 800-655-4183. Make sure you give Dr. Ken credit for explaining to you why this is so good. And as you talk to them about that, say, okay, well, here's your order. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You get this book, Beat the Odds, with the first order. You get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. This will work, I guarantee it. The odds are on for Superbeats affecting your body in the most positive way. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping at 800-655-4183 to order Superbeats and do what Dr. Ken is suggesting is a very good idea. Brilliant, in fact. Call 855-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Peripheral artery disease, or PAD, is a circulatory problem in which narrowed arteries reduce blood flow to your limbs, usually your legs. The most common symptom people with PAD experience is leg cramps.
Atherosclerosis is a systemic problem, so it can happen in the heart just like it can happen in the legs and vice versa. So patients who have it have similar risk factors, and they can be at risk for heart disease as well.
When it comes to treating PAD, Dr. Randall DiMartino says it starts with a lot of the same advice to prevent heart attacks.
Typically, one of the first things we'll talk to patients about is if they're smoking, they should stop smoking. If they're not on an aspirin, they should be on an aspirin, mostly because of the benefit of reducing the risk of heart attack or strokes in the future, because we know that they have blockages elsewhere in their body if they have blockages in their legs. And statins are also effective therapy in terms of reducing cholesterol.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
42 minutes after the hour. Good day, health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Anti-inflammatory drugs, similar to those used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, Ken, and psoriasis, according to a story floating around, could be the future for treating depression and things that are similar to that. In other words, it appears that the immune system has some play in mental health disorders. Could this be, anti-inflammatory drug? We're talking about superbeats. Is this just as simple as another blood-related problem that is caused by not getting enough blood to whatever the organ, to your brain, to your body? We talk about that in using superbeats, supposed to help us stay healthy. It also takes care of inflammation, because that's really the root of all disease, isn't it? So is this...
Doug, you are ahead of your time, because, you've been on the inflammation bandwagon for so long.
I have, yep.
And what the current state-of-the-art thinking is that depression may be an inflammatory disease. And, 20 years ago, they would have thought that was a wacky idea, but you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah. So what do you do? Is it as simple, because superbeats, without sounding self-serving, superbeats and that nitric oxide component that we talk about does open up the blood flow. It does get the healthy blood to all the parts of your body. It releases, or at least diminishes, inflammation, the sorts of things that come as a result of, it's like rust.
I think in general,
inflammation is just bad for the body. Wherever there's illness, there's inflammation. Right?
Wherever there's an unhealthy lifestyle, there's going to be, the body's response will be more inflammation. Mm-hmm. So you have to get the whole body in sync, and getting the nitric oxide level is important. Getting a healthy diet, exercise, rest is so important. Adequate sleep, watching alcohol, not smoking. All the things we tell you to live a healthy lifestyle keeps the inflammation down.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's one that you'll find interesting. The report that common chemicals around the house cost the health community, or you, over $340 billion a year. Cosmetics, plastics. Yesterday, or a day before, I don't think I talked to you about this, but there was a
an update on, what is it, BHP and BHPA or whatever that stuff is the plastic is made out of,
right.
And how when the sunlight hits it, it changes its chemical composition, so whatever is in that plastic jug is going to have a change in its chemical reality. And so that's another one of these things. But the chemicals that are used in sofas, when you walk into a room and somebody's just put down a wall-to-wall carpet or brought in new sofas and stuff.
Formaldehyde.
Oh, my God. That stuff's horrible for you, isn't it?
It is.
And
it used to be worse. They're lowering the formaldehyde content in those things, but there used to be particle board in the furniture and then combined with the new carpets. So you walk into a newly furnished house and, my gosh, you got a headache already.
So why is it that we are behind what is, for example, in Europe, the rule? Regulations there require manufacturers to prove household chemicals are safe before they use them or before they put them into furniture or on the rugs or stuff.
Well,
but even
I think
before
we're getting a little better. You know, the formaldehyde content, the particle board, all of that has really been pulled back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think one of the big things about this is that some people, you know, think this is a big joke because they're not affected by it, whereas yeah. other people are tortured by this. So there's a lot of individual difference in how people respond to these things. And that's why I think it's hard to get a lot of push on this.
So the thing that is very, I find this intriguing, actually, and maybe I'll speak on, I think, behalf of all the people who are listening that are the regular Joes and Janes. We know the chemicals are bad for us to breathe, but apparently there are a lot of studies that suggest the intellectual capability of someone, or autism, or heart disease, or any of these things can be affected by using toxic substances. So the rule here is the same as when you're buying food. Look at the label and see what's on it. And if you find that there's something on there you can't pronounce, then probably you ought to stay away from it. Do you think that holds true for chemicals as well as for food? Don't you think? If
yeah,
you
I think you need. It's a good idea to look at labels and see what's in there.
I think if you can't pronounce it, hello, ding, ding, ding. That's going to be a sign. I don't know what that is. If you didn't learn about it in, you know, I, for example, if something had benzene in it, I'd know what that was because remember studying it.
Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
No, it'd be a bad thing. Horrible thing. William Shakespeare in the medical news this week. He gave us therapy. The words of Shakespeare helping rehab prisoners, mental health patients, and people with dementia. I think this is very interesting. There's a new therapy called Hunter Heartbeat. Do you know about that? It's a method that pulls themes and plots from Shakespeare's The Tempest, and they use it to coax children, for example, with ASD, into practicing some of the skills that their disorder makes particularly challenging, like not being able to look somebody in the eye, or recognizing facial expressions, or taking turns speaking. You know, a lot of these children just have to be, it's kind of like...
it really helps autistic kids.
Yeah, right. So, why? What is there about, is it a brain connection? How would that, I often wonder how these things work. Iambic pentameter, that's common in Shakespeare, seems to get people to focus away from it. I find this fascinating.
Well, it supposedly boosts the social skills of the kids, of the children.
Yeah. Well, it is really, really, really something that you push the button and it makes sense. And it's also apparently has to do with the dumb of the heart beat. Dumb, dumb. What is it? How do we do the heartbeat? Boom, boom. When you listen to somebody's
heart. Lub-dub.
What is it called? Lub-dub.
Lub-dub.
Yeah. Is that what you hear, actually, when you listen?
Somewhat, yeah.
Lub-dub.
Love dub. A little bit lower. Love dub.
Love dub. Love dub. Love dub. We can start. We'll have a musical career based on the sound of your heart. All right, so anyway, something else that's good to know. Lots of varying and sundry information from all parts of the universe. That's what's good about this. Exposed to things that are practical and it'll help you. not just falling out of the sky, but falling out of the brain and the mind of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around, more of Good Day Health. It's 10 before the hour now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Past the hour now, time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts here on this program, to go through some of the important news, medical news of the week, and how it is affecting you. I guess the peeing in the pool story might be number one here, Ken. The study that shows that peeing in the pool happens and what it does to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my question to you has to do with the component of urine. Because urine is thought to be very pure by some, so why would that be considered a contaminant if urine is so pure?
Well, I'm not sure I know what gave you the impression that urine is so pure. Urine is the filter of the blood, all the poisons that's excreted out of the body. And sure, that's what the kidneys do. They take the whatever. The liver and the kidneys are a filter. They filter out of the blood the bad things, and they get rid of it from the body.
Really? So it isn't. Where do we get the idea that it was?
I would not recommend drinking urine. That would not be a good day.
No, but sometimes if you are in a pool, I mean, most people, honestly, this is going to be embarrassing probably for you, and you probably won't answer. Anyway, have you ever peed in a pool?
have I ever peed? I mean, name me one person on planet Earth who hasn't.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Just my entire life.
With you, right, with your, there's a woman.
I want to meet
you,
that person.
There,
you
there's
have
a
that
woman.
Person,
I know. There's a woman. As soon as I mentioned it on the air earlier, I got a fast email from someone that you know well, that you've examined, who said, I have never peed in a pool. So
I would like to meet that person.
Well, but you've already met her.
Okay.
You met her on several
occasions.
I think
I know. I won't mention her name.
No, okay.
But the nitrogenous wastes of the body, the breakdown of protein, the part that you can't use in your body, all the poisons are concentrated in the urine and gotten rid of. And, you know, that's why if you don't have kidneys, you'll die, because these poisons build up in the body and the blood and they don't get excreted.
Right, so don't be, being in the pool, is, I guess, is fine, but don't be drinking the water afterwards, I guess that's what it is.
Well, hopefully
there
it's
some
people, hopefully
there
it's
some religious,
chlorinated.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't have chlorine in my pool. I think that's one of the things that's really bad. Wasn't there some, though, group, there's some religion or something that drinks their urine? It seems to me there's some.
They wouldn't be around very long.
Okay, I'll remember that. All right, let's get off of that. Bill Paxton, one of America's favorite character actors, died over the weekend from what appears to be, I'm speculating, I haven't seen this, but I'll let, because you're the cardiologist here, I'm guessing that he had plaque, he had heart surgery, and the plaque broke loose and got into his brain, gave him a stroke. Is that
about
what happened?
Not quite. He had open heart surgery actually to repair a heart valve damaged when he had rheumatic fever as a child. You know, this is an illness with antibiotics that you don't see very much, a lot of. Mm. But he did. Rheumatic fever, it's an infection that attacks the heart valves, and over time the valves do not function properly. Because of the infection, Bill Paxton likely had a mitral valve that did not open adequately. So stroke during cardiac surgery happens about 2% of the time. We can usually screen for such complications and prevent them, but it does happen on rare occasions, and unfortunately it's quite dramatic when it happens.
So did somebody get blamed for this? Should somebody have known what was going on and had better control over the operation, or is this just one of those things, no matter where it happens?
Well, it's hard to say. It does happen even with the greatest of control. Sometimes we do ultrasound of the aorta, the pipe where the blood exits the heart, to make sure there's no significant plaque there that might break off during open heart surgery. Sometimes it can occur when you connect to the pump that people are put on during open heart surgery, or when they're taken off the pump, and this has to be done properly. But even with the most greatest care and even with the best technique, it's going to happen unexpectedly. Fortunately, rarely, but when it does, it's just huge catastrophe and unexpected and quite traumatic.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the people who bring you Super Beets, which is the easiest way to get natural dietary nitrates, the things that come from nitric oxide, an important part of what makes our bodies tick, opens up your arteries so that the blood gets from your heart pumped out to all the extraneous areas of your body. It gives you energy, it gives you sustenance. Put a scoop in a glass of water and drink it, and in a few minutes, man, do you have a great feeling, an exciting feeling. You don't have to drink coffee, you don't have to drink one of those monster drinks. Start your day with Super Beets. Get in with your first supply. You'll get a free month. Call 800-655-4180.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.